Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the asshole for refusing to wear my sister-in-law's wedding dress to my wedding? I, 23 female, am getting married to my fiancé, 24 male, in a month. He has an identical twin brother with whom he's keeping a bit of distance with because of his past possessive behaviour, of wanting to share everything with each other, from interests, hobbies, and even friends. His brother got eloped to his wife, 27 female, and even suggested to my fiancé to do the same on the same day as him. But of course, he shut that down quickly, as we both agreed on having a wedding already. However, I ended up being contacted by my fiancé's brother, requesting me to wear his wife's wedding dress from their elopement to my wedding, which I obviously turned down, telling him that I've already got a specific wedding dress on my mind. He dropped the subject, and for 2 weeks I didn't hear about it again, so I thought that was the end of it. But yesterday, my fiancé's brother and his wife showed up at our house, uninvited, may I add. Got up sister-in-law's wedding dress and then literally asked me to try it out right here. And they'd make adjustments if the size doesn't fit. Thank God my husband stepped in and kicked them both out of our house. Even though it did end up with a really big argument between my fiancé and his brother. I got contacted again later on by my brother-in-law, who said that my inability to make any compromises in order for his and his brother's wedding experiences to be intertwined is straining their relationship. Honestly, at this point, I'm getting the creeps from brother-in-law, and my gut's telling me that him and sister-in-law may attempt to sabotage our wedding out of revenge, and even my husband agrees with the sentiment. We're now strongly considering to uninvite both my brother-in-law and sister-in-law from our wedding. But my husband's still a bit reluctant to do it yet, because the inevitable drama it will cause with his family. Am I the asshole? And of course, after this one, I was left with a question. Why? Why do they want you to be wearing this dress? Absolutely not the asshole in the situation. And like yourself, I would be thinking, do I actually want these people at my wedding? Because that behavior is so ridiculous that, you know, you'd never know what they might do next. And as always, I have to say, I think my judgment may be tainted by the amount of stories I read, you know, people getting involved in other people's weddings, people ruining weddings, getting up, making a scene. You know, that's always in my head when I'm thinking about these situations, which may not be the case, but with the behavior we've already seen within this post, it does make me worry. But again, I hope at some point in this update, we're going to find out the exact reason why. So some people make some comments with OP responding. Proud Ad says, "I'm imagining sister-in-law showing up to wedding in her wedding dress wanting pictures with the groom." OP says, "Not gonna lie, my sister-in-law showing up in her wedding dress to my wedding is one of the things I fear may happen. Especially after she made a comment about her dress looking too good to be used only once." Seriously, Currency says, "Not the asshole. Your fiance and brother-in-law are not five anymore, but they have to wear matching outfits and share toys. This is you and your fiancé's wedding, not your brother and sister-in-law. They had their day. You have yours the way you both want, without your brother-in-law inserting himself. By the way, what is your mother-in-law's stance on this?" Opie says, "According to my fiancé, the mum always found it adorable how his brother wanted to share and do everything together with him when they were children. And I don't think that stance from her has changed, especially because my fiancé is sure she'd completely object to him uninviting his brother from his wedding if it gets there." Good Ad says, "Compromises. What compromises? Your wedding is between you and your future husband. Your brother-in-law is delusional for thinking he has a say in your wedding. Not the arsehole." Opie responds saying he wants my fiance to have a similar wedding experience as him at any cost. He even tried to guilt trip us about the dress thing by saying he already accepted we want a wedding instead of eloping like them. His entitlement is honestly getting out of hand at this point. An active perspective says, what do their parents think of this whole thing? This sounds so bizarre. Opie says my fiance told me that whenever he brought it up to his parents, how some of his brother's behavior makes him uncomfortable. When they were teens, they just told him that it's normal for twins to want to be close to each other and that he should be glad his brother loves him so much. So for them, this is just normal twins behavior. Living assumptions says not the arsehole. This is incredibly bizarre behavior and there must be mental health issues involved. The brother-in-law needs therapy. Your fiance needs to talk to his brother and if he can't get through, you may want to go no contact. Aaliyah Gorgon says, not the arsehole. This is super creepy. Like brother-in-law needs to learn to be his own person and let your fiance be his own person too. Set these boundaries now and set them firmly. If you decide to invite them to the wedding, I get a couple of friends you trust to watch them and prevent any insanity. My friend invited her dad to her wedding. He was not on good terms with much of the family and had caused drama in the past. I had me and my two brothers stick by him all night and keep him out of trouble. Luckily, there wasn't any, but I strongly suspect this is because he knew we were babysitting him. So OP comes in with their update and says, okay, so a lot has happened in these past 2 days. So to summarize, me and my fiance decided to uninvite brother-in-law and sister-in-law from our wedding. Neither me or my fiance trust them to not cause a scene at the wedding. My fiance already had a very strained relationship with his twin brother, including recent conflicts that include his brother trying to convince him to cancel our wedding and instead have us elope on the same day as him and his wife, my fiance not having his twin the best man at his wedding. We told the fiance's parents about this incident and it was a mixed bag. On one hand, they agreed with us that my fiance's brother went too far for this whole twin thing this time, but they also begged my fiance not to disinvite his twin brother from his wedding, as it would irreversibly destroy their relationship, and they could talk to him to tone down his behavior. However, my fiance told them he was always tired of having to keep the peace, and that inviting his brother to our wedding would only cause him unnecessary stress while not fixing any of the actual issues. He's going to keep his distance from him from now on. He also told his parents that we're going to hire security at our wedding and to not try and help brother-in-law and sister-in-law sneak in. Otherwise, they'd also have to escort them as well. My fiance's mum literally threw a tantrum over this decision and outright blamed me for trying to break up their twin relationship. Thankfully, my fiance stood up for me and told her that his brother is the only one responsible for breaking up any relationship, and that if she keeps talking to me like that, she'd be free to join him and his wife on the blacklist of the security guard from our wedding. Surprisingly, my fiance's dad took our side and scolded his mum as well, and both of them managed to get her to apologize to me and accept my fiance's decision. However, it's safe to say I'm not her favorite person anymore. Today, I received a new message from my future brother-in-law, and it wasn't pretty. I don't know if I can even share everything here, but he sent me a long text message where he called me, among other things, a worthless slur, and that I pray each day that my future children and his brother will be miscarried. Whew. I showed my fiance his text, and he was absolutely enraged. He immediately called his brother, and that convo, it wasn't pretty either. This time, it was from my fiance's side. He called his brother names, curses, and threatened to call the police on him if he ever dares to contact him or me in any way, shape, or form. All while, I could clearly hear his brother sobbing on the phone. Both of us ended up blocking him on all social medias. Not before taking screenshots of the message to have proof for the police in case it gets there. And now my fiance is planning to change our locks and even install cameras. We never gave his brother a key, but my fiance doesn't want to risk it regardless. We also blocked sister-in-law after she made comments on my social medias, where she also called me a slur whose only purpose in life is to break up families. We talked with my fiance's parents about these comments, and while his father said he had tried to convince brother-in-law to get into therapy, as he finally seems to recognize his behavior as unhinged, his mother said that she thinks it was just a drunken comment from him, and that he's just hurt and confused over his brother's decision to remove him from his life. And frankly, I could tell that she was subtly trying to pin this on me too. But I don't think she had the courage to do it openly in front of her son and husband. So to wrap this up, we're still going to have our wedding, but we're going to have to spend even more money for extra security. Both for the wedding and our home. And it only took for over half of my fiance's close family to start hating my guts. And that was OP's last post on the matter, and simply there's no coming back from what was said, is there? There's no way you're going to want them at your wedding at all after they're willing to say that, but I can't help but feel like some of the comments were saying that there's more going on in the background, maybe mental health wise or what. I'm not excusing the behavior, as always, it's never an excuse. And I hope that the dad does stick to his word and tries to get him some sort of professional help, because the alternative is that he carries on down this path, which isn't good for anybody. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And this story comes from Chipmunk Under Duress, who from the True Off My Chest subreddit, and says, "My partner's family's financial situation is hard for me to swallow. I love my partner very much. We were planning to get married this year. I don't believe that is feasible anymore. Their family recently hit a major financial crisis. They're originally quite wealthy and are used to a high standard of living, so this was a big shock to all of them. My partner is now the sole breadwinner. I am all for supporting their family through this, and I would love to be there for my partner, but I am having a hard time agreeing with some of their choices. For example, my partner would rather sacrifice all of his assets and money than have his family downsize theirs. I feel as though they should sell their mansion and many luxury cars that have a high cost of upkeep for something more affordable. The profits would help them get by for a while too. I can't bring myself to say this to my partner because I don't want to seem unsupportive. All of this makes me very, very sad for our future. I know it sounds selfish and shallow, but I was looking forward to having a good life with my partner. Now I feel like I either have to put that life on hold for the unforeseeable future. We don't know how long it will take for the financial crisis to resolve. It might never, and they might be financially dependent of my partner for a while, or be the one to finance everything. Which is not the life I want. Sure, for a few months, a year, I could pay for all our dates and trips, just so that we could still enjoy our life. But then what? Will I truly be able to say that I don't mind giving up on the life that I want, just so that someone else can live theirs? I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad partner for saying all of this, but for now, I'll keep this secret on Reddit and go greet my partner with a smile, because I love them, and they're a really good person. Even if this time, I have to shoulder the cost of them being a good person. I think it's one thing to help family who's really struggling and, you know, trying to help themselves in whatever way they can. But you mentioned about them downsizing and, you know, getting rid of some of the luxury cars that they have, which makes total sense to me. If you can't afford the lifestyle you have, then you have to downsize. It's just logical, right? As sad and as hard as that may be, if you're used to a certain lifestyle, these things have to happen. And I believe that they have to make these decisions first before you start propping up the lifestyle that they currently have. Because I think like you, like I'll be able to do this for a certain while, but I wouldn't want this to be, you know, our indefinite future here. And if you're thinking about the long-term future, your partner sacrificing all of his assets and money, you know, is affecting your life as well. You're likely having to prop up everything else. Obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of everything, but that's the way it feels. But Dan the man says to OP, "You're not a bad person for deciding one way or another now. might not be a great person if you know this is not what you want and still go through with it and then leave down the line. I know you said you might be able to pay for dates for a few months or so, but I'm wondering what else you'll be bringing to the table financially. Or are you just looking forward to your partner bringing in the biggest part of the cake? Opie says, I make more money than my partner and have always contributed more. I bought my studio apartment, so I pay for the mortgage. I don't currently live with me because of work, but my apartment will basically be our starter home. We are both starting to save for the wedding and a bigger home together. They've already given their half of the savings to their family. So now all we have is my contributions. So it's not like I'm not giving. It's just that now my partner won't be able to. But I don't think I'm disappointed because they won't be able to afford the big things. Because those are easier to tackle. Can't afford a wedding? Postpone it. But I think what hurts is knowing that because they're on money-saving mode, they didn't have money to waste on silly things like nice meals or fun activities that we wanted to do. So I would either have to adapt my lifestyle or be the one to finance it. Which is fine for now, but undesirable long term, as it basically makes me the sole breadwinner of a two-income household. Another commenter says, it sounds like his family and you two should try to reduce cost of living to improve your financial situations. Please talk with your fiancé about this. Enabling their spending habits won't help in the long run if they aren't able to recover their wealth. Everyone has to learn to live within their means. Opie says, thank you. I give them time to process everything before I try to talk to them. I don't want them to feel like I don't support them helping their family. So Opie does come in with an update and says, a few days ago, I made a post on how my partner was making bad decisions on their finances to support their family's very privileged lifestyle. I've since talked to them and I'm glad I did. Turns out my partner didn't really want to do a lot of it, but their parents have been pressuring them, hounding them every day, attempting to guilt them through crying jags on the phone so that they would take out a $100K loan on their behalf. They can't take out the loan themselves because the dad hasn't worked in 20 years and the mum has not worked her whole life. They've been living off of investments they lucked out on but has since caused them issues. My partner has a sister who doesn't work and isn't in college. Granted, half of the reason is that she was recovering from a skin condition, but the other half is that college isn't too much of a priority for her. I'm so pissed at these people. My partner hasn't been eating much beyond instant noodles and a week old leftovers while their family still has enough money for groceries and proper meals. Like, that's so effed up. Your child is starving themselves to support your privileged ass who cannot accept that most people have to work for a living. Your child is working their ass off for their living. How could you do that to your child? Like, get a job. Sell your luxury items. Sell your cars, your multi-million house. Not go on that overseas trip for the mum's birthday when you knew your savings was running out. How could you ask your child to sell their car? Take out a loan for you. Unless it was the absolute last resort. How could you guilt trip them this way? What shitty, selfish parents. The house has too many emotional attachments. The dad's ego would be bruised from feeling like he's taking back things he gave his family. Lol. This family is so unhinged. Sure, they're nice people, but how nice can you be if you would do this to your child? I'm so pissed. I've been buying my partner food, treating them to nice meals, buying them flowers when they are with me so that they still get to enjoy their life and have moments of happiness. I'm happy to do this for my partner, but fuck the family for putting both me and my partner in this position. So some people were asking OP some questions below that. Someone said, what's the long-term plan here? How are you going to save for retirement? How are you going to save for children? If you decide to have them, for a house, for unexpected medical bills. I know it's cliche, but you don't have just an in-law problem. You have an SO problem. This isn't sustainable. Opie says, honestly, I don't know. My partner has been in a bad state since shit hit the fan, so I've been focusing on short-term and just making sure they're okay. Medium/long-term-wise, I know I'll be fine. I make decent income. I own my apartment. Still on mortgage, though, and I don't plan on getting pregos anytime soon. I have an IUD, so low chance of any accidents as well. We both have pretty comprehensive insurance from work. Basically, we would survive, but it wouldn't be the life we worked hard for and deserve and can afford if it wasn't for this. I hate them for trying to rob us of that life. commercial loan says, hey, OP, what are you going to do once you're married and your SO drained your money to give it to your in-laws? Speaking from experience, that will inevitably happen since you're ignoring his enabling behavior. There's something you need to understand. Your in-laws are at fault, but the one robbing you of that life is your SO. OP says, first of all, thank you for your comment. I took a few days to think about it. I don't think I will marry him until this specific matter is resolved. And even if it does and we get married, I will insist on a prenup and ensure that my finances and our collective finances will not be at the mercy of his family. Froggy McNasty says, you don't want to hear this, but you need to divorce him. He took a massive loan out which they will never pay back, and that is going to fall on you. You need to protect yourself. Your partner has no business dragging you into this nonsense and making you partially liable for whatever fuck-ups they get into. If something happens to him, then you still owe the debt. Look into legal options. OP says he's not taking out the loan yet. He does not want to. This has been his standing ground with his parents over the past few days. I don't know if he will eventually cave or if he will stand up to his parents and put an end to this. But I reckon this will be the point that determines the rest of the outcome. I refuse to marry him if the loan exists. If he ends up taking out the loan, it will need to be paid off prior to marriage. But even given that, I don't know if I can forgive and still marry him, knowing that what could have been our savings went into paying the loan instead. I think marriage would only still be on the table if the loan was paid off by his family, or if they reimbursed him for the amount. Either way, resolved or not, a prenup is definitely mandatory for me now. Even before everything happened, I wanted one, but now it's non-negotiable. Now, I think starting off, I have to say that partner needs some kind of therapy to disconnect himself from his family who's treating him this way. If I was OP, and it may seem extreme to some, I think I'll be taking a step back from this relationship, as the guy is seriously considering getting a 100k loan on behalf of his selfish family. Can you imagine asking your child to take out a 100k loan while they're still trying to live this luxury lifestyle, while your child is struggling to feed themselves? But ultimately, this is going to have and is having a knock-on effect right now on OP. And if he doesn't realize this, if he doesn't take a step back and say, yeah, my family's treating me like shit, this is your future. Sure, OP says that they can get a prenup if he does take out this loan, etc., etc., but that's still going to affect your life. Even if you're not paying for this loan, you're going to be paying for it in other ways. And I wouldn't want to be propping up their lifestyle in any way, shape, or form, especially when they're not helping themselves. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you do in OP's shoes? Do you think this is a relationship that you can still build on, or could you see the end of the line here? Let us know your thoughts, and just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.